You've spent years online arguing why libertarian ideas are in fact the best, but are you tired of arguing about libertarian ideas and frankly want to start living them? Well, maybe there's a free state up in the Northeast that's calling your name. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Instead of focusing on winning arguments, we're teaching the basic fundamentals of sales and marketing and how we can use them to win in the world of politics, teaching you how to meet people where they're at on the issues they care about. Welcome to The Brian Nichols Show.
Well, hey there, folks. Brian Nichols here on The Brian Nichols Show, and thank you for joining us on, of course, another fun-filled episode. I am, as always, your humble host, joining you from our lovely Cardio Miracle Studios here in Eastern Indiana. The Brian Nichols Show is powered by AMP America. Very excited to be part of the AMP America team. Opinion pieces, news articles, and more over at ampamerica.com. Find out what's happening in the world without the insane media bias. ampamerica.com. And by the way, I mentioned some opinion pieces. I think they're pretty good, probably because I write a few every month or so. So go ahead, check them out, ampamerica.com. Also, very excited for The Brian Nichols Show to be sponsored by our phenomenal Cardio Miracle sponsor here for our studio sponsorship. Cardio Miracle, folks, I've been just touting the Cardio Miracle story for the past half year plus at this point because I've seen the Cardio Miracle difference for myself. And what is the difference? Well, Cardio Miracle is a phenomenal supplement powered by nitric oxide that helps improve your heart health. That means a better pump at the gym. That means a better restful night's sleep. That also means, folks, if you have maybe some high blood pressure or other heart conditions, yes, starting to address those as well. I speak from experience. I have a family history of high blood pressure, and I was like, well, I guess this is my life. And then I started using Cardio Miracle, and I noticed the results literally overnight. I started sleeping better. I noticed that I started having a better pump at the gym. And then as I went to the doctor's office for my checkup, my blood pressure was going down, and it kept going down to a normal blood pressure of, yes, 120 over 80. So if you are like yours truly and you're looking for that Cardio Miracle difference, head to the show notes, or if you're watching us on the video version of the show, link in the description. And either way, just use code TBNS at checkout. You're going to get 15% off your order for Cardio Miracle, and you have nothing to lose because there's a 100% money back guarantee. So again, one more time, link in the show notes. Cardio Miracle is in fact the best heart health supplement in the world. Sign up today. I guarantee your heart will thank you. All right, folks, 2 weeks ago, we had Mark Warden on the show. He was talking about taking a trip up to a free state in the Northeast, one state called New Hampshire. Now, if you were going up to New Hampshire to visit and you're saying, you know what, maybe I want to set up shop here, Mark was the guy to go ahead and sell you the house. But in terms of the actual why do you want to go up to that free state of New Hampshire? There's a lot more built into that, namely that New Hampshire is the free state. And with that, they have the Free State Project. And we have to dig into that in all the amazing detail it deserves to help me do that. Returning to the show, longtime friend and a good supporter here of The Brian Nichols Show, Eric Brakey. Welcome back to The Brian Nichols Show. What's new, my friend? And what's this rumor that you're helping our friends over in New Hampshire now build the Free State Project?
It has been so long, Brian. It's really great to see you again. It's big life change for me after 12 years in Maine politics, you know, from the Ron Paul campaign in 2012, across 3 terms in the Maine Senate, 2 runs for federal office. I'm packing it up. I'm passing the torch to other kind of folks who are fighting for liberty in Maine. We're going to do a great job. And I'm moving to New Hampshire. I'm moving to the Free State. I'm the new executive director of the Free State Project. And I'm going to be working with this really great established community that's constantly growing. Been there for about 20 years now, the Free State Project, building a liberty homeland in New Hampshire. And I'm really excited to be a part of it and be able to talk with you all about it, Brian.
Eric Brakey, I'm excited. Oh, there we go. Helps hit the right button. I'm excited to have you in the show because we see this all the time, right? And let's just set the stage. There are so many folks who, especially in the online world, they're just exhausted, right? They live maybe in a hyper-progressive blue city or blue state, or heck, maybe they live in a red state, and they're like, you know what? This red state ain't that red, and they're just tired, right? They're just sick and tired of looking around and seeing nothing change, and yet we have the greatest ideas, we have the greatest solutions, and yet nobody around them seems to really want to embrace these ideas, or at the very least, disrupt the existing status quo. And yet up in New Hampshire,
you guys are actually having the success of not just disrupting the status quo, Eric, but you're bringing real liberty-based solutions that frankly were like pipe dreams 10 years ago, and now they're actually going into public policy. So you're getting wins on the wall as well, which is huge when it comes to actually getting people on board with a libertarian, small L libertarian message. So I want to talk about this, Eric. Like, let's talk about the impact of getting out of the groupthink and the echo chambers of social media world and actually going to a state like New Hampshire and having success in changing the policy.
Yeah, well, and it helps to understand like why this particular strategy, like why get all libertarians in one state? And of course, we're not going to get everyone, but we want everyone to join us. If you are someone who loves liberty and you're living in one of the tyrannical 49 and you are used to being just having your rights trampled upon, your money stolen from you, and this is just the normal we're all expected to live with, it doesn't have to be that way. The fact is, as libertarians across America, however you label yourself, libertarian, constitutional, conservative, classical liberal, if you love those ideals of individual liberty, you are a minority. There may be millions of us, but there are 330 million people in America. And so dispersed across the country, we're a diaspora. We are dispersed. We are easily dismissed in both politics and culture. But you bring those people to one state, the free state, the live free or die state, a state with already a strong libertarian spirit and ethic, and interesting things start to happen. We can influence the culture. We can influence the politics. And that's exactly what's happening with the Free State Project. Thousands of people over the course of the FSP's existence over the last 22 years have moved to New Hampshire, joining liberty-loving native Granite Staters. And we can see both in the culture, I mean, the tremendous community that exists. I mean, it's the policy victories are great, but the community is especially wonderful. But the policy victories are really great things to point at to show just the impact that is happening. What's so weird about New Hampshire, right? So not only does New Hampshire have no income tax, no sales tax. I mean, imagine that. You get to keep what you earn. It's ranked overall the number one state for freedom in America. But also you have New Hampshire is leading the way on school choice with money following the child with education freedom accounts. New Hampshire is one of the first states to pass this, and now it's starting to get rolled out. Other states are following New Hampshire's lead, and that's really exciting to see. But also something very I love to see is even things that are considered – have been for a long time considered very radical. Sometimes new ideas are considered radical. Constitutional carry was once considered radical, and now 28 states have it, Maine and New Hampshire being among the first. But also, New Hampshire just became the very first state to pass in a lower legislative chamber Defend the Guard legislation, even challenging the war machine itself, saying that if Congress doesn't declare the wars, you are not authorized to take our National Guardsmen and send them overseas to fight and die in these wars. Congress needs to sign their name to it, or you don't get our men and women in uniform. I mean, that's the boldness that exists within New Hampshire because of this growing community of people who really love and have a principled understanding of liberty having an impact there. And so we would love everyone to come be a part of it. Maybe you're not ready to move tomorrow. Brian, I don't know if you've thought about it, but maybe you can should at least come for a visit. We've got the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up in June. That's a great time to come visit. Come camping with 2,000, well, actually, maybe these days more like 4,000 of your favorite libertarians, from Scott Horton to Gene Epstein and so many more. That's going to be June 17th through the 23rd at Rogers Campground. Have you ever been to Porkfest, Brian?
I haven't. It's on my short list, Eric. And frankly, I gotta level with you. I think I might get some pushback after just moving from Philadelphia, PA, out to Indiana, which, by the way, I will give some credit to Indiana. I think they're one of the strongest, like, big L libertarian states that's out there. So if I had to pick one state, I chose that state in the interim. But to your point, right? I mean, New Hampshire.
Number one.
New Hampshire, especially if you're in the Northeast right now, like Eric, if you had reached out to me in 2014, right, when I was living in upstate New York, that would have been an absolutely compelling sales pitch, because here's why. I know New York. I know the Northeast. it sucks. It's pretty much a bastion of statism and leftism. And yet, when my friends over at Blood of Tyrants said, "Hey, Brian, we know you don't drink alcohol, but we have a great product built for you," I knew something must be up. And that's when I found out about Liquid Freedom. Crafted with natural ingredients and the power of yerba mate, this revolutionary energy tea is 100% sugar-free and crash-free. So you can go ahead and use code TBNS at checkout for 10% off your orders, and you can sip with a purpose while also embracing the freedom revolution minus the alcohol. One more time, get your Liquid Freedom tea by heading to BrianNicholsShow.com/tea. And now, back to the show. There sits New Hampshire, the shining beacon on a hill in the Northeast. So for any of those states, I mean, heck, states like New York, like Vermont, like Massachusetts, like Connecticut, all in that greater Northeast corridor, there's so much of an opportunity for you guys to bring some of those disaffected, not just libertarians, but folks who are looking at the leftism, the statism in their respective states and saying, yeah, enough, but I'm sorry, the folks around me aren't on board. I need a place to go. And at the very least, New Hampshire turns into, I think, a very attractive, easier to digest middle ground for them to say, okay, maybe I'm not going to move from New York State to name, you know, Arizona or California. Like, you know, if we chose a different free state. But for the folks in the Northeast, New Hampshire is at least a hop, skip, and a jump away. It's maybe a couple hundred miles, if that. So it makes it a much more compelling argument, Eric. I mean, that right there, I think that is a winning message, especially to the folks in the Northeast. So it's on my list of, for if I was in the Northeast, I would want to go to New Hampshire. And then to your second part, yeah, Pork Fest, it's definitely on my list. I got to get up there. I've heard nothing but good things. And yeah, when you actually get a group of libertarians together who do get along and they're not online, it's not so bad. How about that?
You know, New Hampshire really is, it's like our granite fortress of freedom up here in New England. It's the Helm's Deep that we are we are defending ourselves there against the progressive orcs that are surrounding us on all sides. But we are building something awesome here. And you know what's ironic? You know, I always think, you know, there was just released an analysis. They do this every year. Freedom in the 50 states. New Hampshire was ranked number one, of course. But, you know, the state that was ranked dead last, it probably won't surprise you, Brian, it was the Empire State. Hmm. It was New York State. They are dead last for freedom in America. And isn't it so ironic? You know, you've got Lady Liberty sitting right there. You know, she's on the logo of your show even. Why does New York State get the Statue of Liberty when they despise liberty? They hate liberty, right? She needs to move to New Hampshire. She should be right outside of Portsmouth. She would be much more at home there, as well as so many of the freedom-loving people who, for some reason, are still living in places like upstate New York. In fact, I keep talking with folks that I want to buy, like I want to rent, like a billboard in upstate New York, right? You know, like in New York, they've got, it's like I Heart NY, yep. I Heart New York. It's like their whole thing. I just want to buy a billboard. Let's just a billboard that says I Heart New York. But have it look like somebody just came and just like defaced it, graffitied it, like right over the Y with an H. I love New Hampshire. Why are you still here? This is the least free state in America. Freedom is just a few hundred miles away in that direction. U-Haul ain't that expensive. Like, what are you waiting for?
I mean, so throw that on the marketing list. You go towards like Plattsburgh, New York, Albany, New York. You got that whole, what is it, I-87 corridor up there through New York. You could put those billboards up and down the interstate, get folks in droves who are trying to escape New York City every weekend by going to, air quote, upstate, which is like Glens Falls or Saratoga Springs, but that's not really upstate. Like, show them that there is a better option. And frankly, Eric, is it that so many people just don't realize that New Hampshire's an option?
Well, and I think a lot of people necessarily don't, you don't realize, like, when you've lived your whole life under tyranny, it's kind of like explaining to a fish what the ocean is, right? It's like you don't, it's like this just feels normal.
But really quick, Eric, I mean, think back to 2020, right? Like, everybody who in their mother was seeing what was happening firsthand, they're like, okay, Florida, we're going to Florida, right? Or Texas, we're getting out, like, let's go to Texas. And that was a moment I think people woke up, like, why not New Hampshire? Where were they in New York saying, you know what? New Hampshire's a couple hundred miles away. Florida is literally the opposite end of the country. Yeah. Like, where did they miss the boat?
Yeah. Well, I will say we did see a huge influx of people with the Free State Project during COVID. Frankly, we were losing a lot of people from Maine, too, over just across the border. And I don't blame them. I guess I'm coming to join them. But, you know, and I think it is actually an interesting contrast, right? You know, New Hampshire versus Florida versus Texas. You know, interesting thing about these other states, right? These are New Hampshire, I'm sorry, Florida and Texas. They build themselves as conservative states. And in some respects, I suppose they are. You look at freedom in the 50 states, they both rank pretty darn well on economic freedom. You know, low taxes, you get to keep the money that you earn. In fact, I think that in just economic freedom alone, Florida actually, I think, ranks one tick above New Hampshire. But when it comes to personal freedom, your right to live your life as you want, as you choose, so long as you're not doing harm to other people, Texas is like near the bottom of the barrel. You do not have personal freedom in Texas, at least in many respects. And Florida is kind of like towards the middle of the pack. In fact, I think sometimes I was just hearing in Florida, they're like so aggressively going after like someone was telling me they're so aggressively going after like Chinese owned businesses that they are like. They are, in fact, actually gutting the ability to have like anonymously owned businesses. So it's like they're going so far right that they're actually going left and they're like instituting some like progressive economic policies there. So that's why you need like a liberty state, was where people have firm principles and they understand what individual liberty is. And we're building upon that. You know, it's the philosophy of Thomas Jefferson. And frankly, you know, another statue in New York that should come to New Hampshire. I don't know if you heard about New York State. They've had like this historic statue of Thomas Jefferson at the New York Library for 200 years. And the city council in recent years voted like to get rid of it and box it up and put it in storage because they're embarrassed of Thomas Jefferson. Like, send that up to New Hampshire. We'll take good care of him. If you're embarrassed of Thomas Jefferson, the author of our Declaration of Independence in New Hampshire, we'd love to have him.
Who are these people, Eric? Frankly, like, I look around and sometimes I don't recognize my fellow countrymen. And I'm not trying to be insulting or rude. I just like, guys, do we not share the same history, the same you know, context of that history, or is it something else? Is it truly that we've watched as more and more folks have become slowly just, is it like, you know, the frog in the boiling pot? Is it the indoctrination through the government schools? Like, what is it? I don't know. But I mean, I'm very thankful, Eric, right, that for the folks who are awake and the folks that do have options, that New Hampshire is one of those options. And not only, I want to go back to something you articulated earlier. You're not just talking about policy, right? And this I want to really drive home. You're building a liberty culture. And that is huge. Why? Andrew Breitbart, the late, great Andrew Breitbart, he talked about this a lot, right? Politics is always downstream from culture. Doesn't matter how great your policies are, how great your solutions are, if the folks you're trying to sell it to aren't on board yet, right? It's like the old Marty McFly. He's like, you might not like it, but your kids are going to love it, right? Like, that's the exact same mentality, is that you have to build that culture. And you guys are doing that just phenomenally. I mean, you have Liberty Forum up there, you have Pork Fest up there. So talk to us more, Eric, about what you guys are doing in New Hampshire to help build not just a state that's focused on liberty policy, but liberty culture.
Yeah, you know, the policy aspects get a lot of attention, as they should, right? I mean, it's amazing the policy improvements for liberty that are happening in New Hampshire. And, you know, some people, they come to the Free State, and their way of getting involved is similar to how I chose to get involved in the fight for liberty, right? Some people run for office. We've got over 60 people in the House of Representatives who are, you know, strong, liberty-loving people. But that's not the only way. Some people, they're building homeschool co-ops, and we have strong, like, family networks that are working together through utilizing things like the education freedom accounts to really have strong alternatives, home-based education models. That's exciting. I mean, New Hampshire was also the cradle of cryptocurrency. If it wasn't for New Hampshire in the early years of Bitcoin, basically nurturing it and rocking it in the cradle and like keeping it, like building it up in those days when it was just a few pennies of Bitcoin, right? We might not see Bitcoin as the worldwide phenomenon that we have today. But even smaller things. I don't know. Some people like to get together, and I know a guy who's like organizing like rucking groups. You know, they're just men going out hiking together, like or people who start, yeah, I don't know, knitting groups. Whatever your thing is, the great thing is when you have community of thousands and thousands of people, there are inevitably people there who share your interests, and you can build a, I don't know, you can build a Liberty Dungeons and Dragons group. I don't know, whatever floats your boat. I mean, it's a bottom up decentralized movement, and you the best place to really experience that and see it firsthand, get a sense of that community, what you could have in New Hampshire, is to come to Porkfest this summer. And Brian, I know you're a new father with a little girl. So I don't know if your wife is going to let you escape to Porkfest this summer, but I do want you to know that Porkfest is a family-friendly freedom festival. In fact, last year there were over 400 kids in attendance.
Wow.
As families have grown up in the Free State movement, Porkfest has really developed a lot of stuff that caters to families. I know I'm going to be doing, like, with the little kids, I'm going to be doing a story time reading the Tuttle Twins and the Creature from Jekyll Island. You know, let them know early about the dangers of the Federal Reserve.
Are you going to put on your drag queen wig?
You know,
sorry,
I'll leave that at home. I'll leave that at home.
Are you tired of just managing through each day, constantly battling pain, anxiety, and sleepless nights? Well, it's time for a change. Experience the transformative power of Ebels CBD. Say goodbye to survival mode and hello to thriving. Visit BrianNicholsShow.com/Ebels, EABLES, and use code TBNS for an exclusive 15% off your order. Your journey to wellness starts now. And now, back to the show.
And with the older kids, I'm going to be doing a mock legislature. We're going to see what they come up with, what laws they want to abolish and destroy. But
by the way, Tuttle Twins books, A+. By the way, A+.
Yeah, they're excellent. They're excellent. I've been working in my district in Maine as a substitute teacher when I'm not in Augusta, and it's boy, it's tempting to want to like bring in Tuttle Twins books and just like slip them in there.
I got my daughter for was it Christmas? It was the Brave books. Oh goodness, the Elephants Are Not Birds. And my father-in-law was just over, and he was reading the book, and he turns to me, he goes, "This is a really good kids book." And I was like, "Thanks, I appreciate that, father-in-law." But really quick, Eric, I just want to really go back to something you mentioned earlier about culture too, like knitting club, Dungeons and Dragons, World of Warcraft. Like, man, you kind of like opened a door here, Eric, and it speaks to, I think, where a lot of folks in the audience need to hear this. And this is why I want to focus on this for a second, because we get lost all the time in libertarian solutions, libertarian principles, the dogma, the policy, but do we really get involved in like the culture like we should? Not just like going out and having a role, but actually letting the things that we enjoy to do outside of the world of politics be shown through us. Like, and you know what? I probably should look at myself in the mirror here, because folks in the audience, they hear me for now, what, 825 episodes, somewhere in there, the show, going back to 2018. How many times have I been on the show talking about, I like to play Fortnite, I like to play Madden, I'm a classically trained musician, I sing, I play piano, I play tuba. Like, these are all things that make me, me. Like, I don't talk about that, though. And shame on me. Shame on us. We don't talk about the things that we like to do. And frankly, not just the things that we like to do, but the things we like to do with other people. You talked about the importance, Eric, of community. And, like, that, I just look around in the liberty movement, and loneliness, it seeps through the online chats and interactions. I see not just in the liberty world, though, but, like, loneliness across the board is hitting so many folks right now. And yeah. I think a lot of it's just because we don't do stuff together anymore. And man, just like the fact that, I mean, shame on me. I don't talk about this stuff because I want to talk about the solutions. I want to talk about the next shiny thing that can help solve our problems in the world. But am I doing enough to help build a culture that's beyond the world of politics? I don't think I am. And I you know, the fact that you guys are doing this in New Hampshire, like, yeah, go start a Madden club. Go start a Fortnite club. I don't know. Just do something in person, build those real relationships, because And I saw this during COVID, Eric, like even the sales conversations for folks who don't know, I'm a sales executive for my day job. And just going from the in-person conversations, right, when you finish a meeting and being able to have that 5 to 10 minutes afterwards, it's just chit-chat, right? Like, hey, how are your kids? Hey, how's the family? Where did you grow up again? Like stuff like that versus when you finish a meeting right now, like if you're working remote or you're doing everything via like Teams or stuff like that. You hang up the call and you're done. You don't get that personal connection, not just with the prospect, but with your coworkers. Like you're missing out on so much of that. And put my conspiracy theory hat on for a second. Like, was that on purpose? Was that by design? Yeah. Make it so we weren't part of a close-knit community? One could say probably, yeah. Eric. But I mean, I want to take a step back. I mean, that's probably gonna be my final thoughts just for the episode. But like culture, in person, doing things that are overtly non-political with people who maybe are political, but focusing on things that we can actually enjoy outside of that world. I think that's so important, man.
Yeah, the most radical thing in the you can do in the world to oppose the state is to be a good neighbor and to be a good father, a good mother, a good family man, good family woman, is to build those ties with people that negate the need for the state to come in and take care of people. If we're taking care of our neighbors, if we're building community and building solutions within those communities for problems, then you don't need a state. Nobody's running to the state and saying, fix this. If we all are good neighbors and we just lend a helping hand when someone needs a helping hand. And so that's what we're building in New Hampshire, a strong community of people who look to help their neighbors, don't look to run to the state to commit acts of violence against their neighbors in order to bring about some kind of solution that they could have just, you know, we could have just all helped each other out and found a better solution. So I'm so excited. I mean, this is part of the reason why I'm so excited to have accepted the job with the Free State Project and to go to New Hampshire, is I realize for myself, as I've devoted the last 12 years of my life to electoral politics, you know, I realize like I haven't given myself the time to like really start and focus on family. I haven't given myself, like you talk about, I used to be like, I love theater. Like I used to be a professional actor. I haven't had a chance to do that in like a decade, right? But it's like people are now like people in the Free State movement are like putting on plays about like the revolutionary history of New Hampshire and the Pine Tree riots. Like sign me up. I want to be a part of that, right? There are so many ways to help fighting for liberty in the legislature or even on Twitter, if that's your thing, though I think there are probably better uses of your time than just fighting on Twitter, right? Or X, whatever it is. But build community. We're building it in New Hampshire. And even if you just come for a visit and come be a part of our community for a week. Brian, I hope that you do join us, whether it's this summer or a future summer when your daughter's maybe a little bit, maybe when she's a little bit older, she can come with you and see all the great family programs that we have there. But we'd love to have you come visit, and that offer is extended to all of your audience. Folks can check out porkfest.com. That's pork with a C, not with a K. Kind of like how Eric is spelled with a C, not with a K. Porkfest is spelled with a C, not a K. Don't go to porkfestwithak.com. You might find delicious barbecue, but you're not going to find the family-friendly Freedom Festival you're looking for. Porkfest.com. Come join us, and I'd love to see you there, Brian, and your audience as well.
And that's in June this year, right?
June 17th to the 23rd.
There you go, folks. And Eric, I'm going to do my best. I want to make it a point to get up there and see you, see the amazing folks at the Free State Project, see folks who aren't part of FSP, but frankly, just folks that have been in our world for a long, long time. So Eric, this is exactly how we win, right? We win by not just talking about the policy, which is important, but also by building something different in both the worlds of policy and culture. And that's what the Free State Project is doing. And man, I'm just going to say it, FSP, you guys are in great hands having Eric on board. Eric is one of the good ones. So Eric, thank you for joining us here on the show. Thank you for taking the reins over at FSP and helping guide them to the next step in their adventure here. And I'm excited to see where you guys are headed next. So with that, Pork Fest, yes, links are going to be in the show notes if you're interested interested in signing up to attend, yes, Pork Fest this year, Pork with a C. Link in the show notes. Please go ahead, check that out. And when you go to Pork Fest, say, hey, I heard you guys talk about this over on the Brian Nichols Show. I know Eric loves to hear that. So, and by the way, one last thing. We have like literally tens of thousands of new folks in the audience here this year. Eric, our numbers are up 300%. So there are so many folks who are listening now that...
Oh, congratulations, man. Yeah,
thanks, man.
Is that the TimCast bump?
Maybe. I don't know. It came out of nowhere, honestly. But we're really cool with it. And I'm okay with that. So there's a lot of folks, Eric, who didn't hear you before. And I want them to not only go out and check that old episode with you back on the show, but also I want them to go ahead and say hi when they wrap up today's episode. Tell Eric you heard him on the Brian Nichols Show. Tell Mark that you heard him on the Brian Nichols Show. And if you end up moving to New Hampshire, I'll have to let Mark know that I do expect my commission check in the mail. No, I'm just teasing. Eric, it's been a great conversation, my friend. Where can folks go ahead, follow you personally if they want to continue the conversation and reach out?
Yeah, hit me up on X at Senator Brakey.
Senator Brakey, yes. And that name's going to be going away soon. Are you changing your handle anytime soon?
You know, I don't know. It drives the progressives crazy that I have one of their like sacred religious titles. So I don't know. Probably I will need to retire it in some fashion, but we'll see.
Or we're just setting you up for a future where, I don't know, U.S. Senator. Eric, I might be putting the cart before the horse there, but
I tried that once before.
Hey, you learned what not to do once before. Now you know what to do. So I think you're in a good spot.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Maybe.
Just Who saying. Knows? Senator Brakey, you got the name. Could be fun. Folks, thank you for joining us today. It's been an absolutely fantastic conversation with our good friend Eric Brakey. And if you enjoyed today's conversation as much as I did, please go ahead and give it a share. When you do, tag yours truly at B Nichols Liberty. You can find me over on Facebook as well as on X.com. And as for the Brian Nichols Show, you can find us on your favorite podcasting platforms, whether that's Podcast Addict, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, wherever it is, hit that subscribe button and also hit download all unplayed episodes, because as I mentioned, Eric's been on the show many a time. He's a recurring guest, and Eric has probably like 10 or so appearances here in the show from yesteryear. So in the archives, you're going to find some amazing conversations with guests just like Eric, and I guarantee that they're going to leave you educated, enlightened, and informed. And by the way, we also, as I said, have a video version of the show. So if you are an audio listener and you didn't know that, head over to your favorite video platform, YouTube, Rumble, Ben Swan's Sovereign, Twitter, and Facebook. We are uploading our videos in their entirety. So go ahead, check those out over there. And when you do, please go ahead, hit subscribe, and also hit that little notification bell. Let us know your thoughts. And hey, go to the comments. Have you visited the free state that is New Hampshire? And if so, what are your thoughts? I want to hear about it, and I'm sure Eric does as well. Eric, as we wrap things up, any final words for the audience today?
Just that folks can also find me. I have a new weekly podcast called The Porcupine Report. You can find that on all your favorite podcasting apps and on the Free State Project X Facebook and YouTube pages.
And rumor is you get right to the point. But be here all day. Folks, thank you for joining us. And if you enjoyed the show, well, please go ahead and support the folks who support us. And that is our sponsors. Amazing folks over at Cardio Miracle, Ebel CBD, Liquid Freedom Energy Tea, BNC Technology Advisors. Plus, we have a brand new sponsor. Really excited to have them on the show, The Wellness Center. So please go ahead and support them as well. Codes TBNS are going to get you your special discounts at checkout, whether it's $5 off here, 10% off here, 15% here, wherever it is. Again, TBNS is going to be where you go ahead, get that discount applied, and also show the amazing sponsors that, yes, you in fact heard them here at the Brian Nichols Show. That's all I have for you guys today. It's been a great time reconnecting with my good buddy Eric Brakey, now leading the charge over in the Free State of New Hampshire. Yes, with the Free State Project. So please go ahead and give him some love. And with that being said, Brian Nichols signing off here on the Brian Nichols Show for Eric Brakey. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Brian Nichols Show. Find more episodes at briannicholsshow.com.